While the federal government publicly argues the Queensland drubbing is a local phenomenon, privately there's a lot of soul-searching, with some MPs convinced Saturday's election is an ominous warning for next year's federal election. Opposition leader Tony Abbott says the message from Queensland is that the Labor brand is toxic right around the country. It's a view shared by some in the federal Labor Party. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Outwardly, Gillard government ministers are talking down any federal impact of Labor's massive defeat in Queensland.
I think anyone who was involved in it would see it as a state election determined on state issues.
If you've been in government for 20 out of the last 22 years, at some point you probably do wear out the welcome mat.
Well, this was a Queensland election about Queensland issues.
But behind the scenes, there's fear the tide has turned on Labor. One long-serving MP says, quote, "It's all bad news for federal Labor. The only thing Labor has going for it is Tony Abbott," adding, "and that's not enough." Another warns there are clear parallels and dangers, predicting Julia Gillard is likely to suffer the same fate for breaking her no carbon tax promise as Anna Bligh has for springing privatisation on voters.
We'll bounce back. I'm not engaging in some sort of wrist slashing.
Federal Labor backbencher Shane Newman holds his seat of Blair, west of Brisbane, by less than 5%. He's an optimist, arguing state Labor had a unique set of problems.
The main issue was the time for a change mood in the electorate. I think that the Bligh government lost because of issues of trust and competency.
And yet some of your colleagues say that there are some parallels here in terms of trust, for example, therefore, on Julia Gillard and breaking her carbon tax promise. And there's a fair bit of fear and trepidation that Labor's brand name is pretty tarnished amongst voters, whether it be Queensland voters or federal voters.
I think that people understood, and we tried to get an emissions trading scheme through in the previous parliament. They understood we wanted to take action on climate change. I think they understand the rigours and difficulties of minority government. I think that there is no real parallel there. I mean, Anna Bligh didn't tell anyone at any stage in any of the 3 years prior to that that she's intended to undertake an asset sales program, and didn't explain why she wanted to do it. And that's why people felt that she had not earn their trust.
The ALP is worried about its shrinking voter base. While Bob Katter's Australian Party won 2 seats in Queensland, Shane Newman regards it as a big threat nationally.
Unlike One Nation, who took 2 votes from the coalition for every 1 vote from Labor, the Queensland experience this weekend was that he made almost negligible difference to the coalition vote, and that Labor bled some votes to the LNP, but the majority in regional and rural areas were bled to the Katter Party.
Some have their fingers crossed that the proliferation of conservative state governments will make federal Labor's task easier come the next election.
Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.